Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We now focus on the global market story, a huge story as the markets around the world react to the downgrade by Standard & Poor's, not necessarily a surprise. Amar Bidet joins us, a professor at Tufts University Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy. He's the author of A Call for Judgment, Sensible Finance for a Dynamic Economy. It's not a surprise, yet equity futures for Wall Street are way off this morning. What do you make of this, Amar?
Well, it's a non-event. I mean, people are blowing it up beyond any meaning. If you look at what has happened to bond prices, treasury bonds, the thing that was supposedly downgraded, its prices of treasury bonds are up across the board. A downgrade by S&P or any of the rating agencies of U.S. government debt means absolutely nothing.
And do you think the milestone here is that the economy is pulling away from these rating agencies as being important? And what you're seeing is the European Central Bank, for instance, buying Italian and Spanish bonds, taking really significant steps to deal with the debt crisis over there, independent of these overseers.
I think that's a real event, because when the European Central Bank buys Italian and Spanish bonds, it is actually reducing the prices of these bonds. Standard and Poor's and Moody's, et cetera, have never really had a material impact on leading market prices. They follow market prices. They have impact only to the degree that there are some institutions that are required or prohibited from investing in certain kinds of assets below a certain grade. Mm. And U.S. bonds do not fall into that category, regardless of what Standard & Poor's and Moody's does. So it really means nothing at all.
Amar Bidet, professor at Tufts University Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy, describing that the market is delivering a much different verdict on the U.S. Treasury bond value than the S&P did over the weekend. Finally, you've got Europe and the U.S. talking significantly about debt reduction. Is the watershed event here that, 5 years from now, we could be way beyond this sovereign debt crisis?
I sure hope so. But I don't think resolution of the debt crisis will take place because of a downgrade. It will take place because elected representatives in their domestic markets and with their domestic voters respond to pressure to reduce deficits.
All right. Our second big story this morning that we are following, Amar Bidet, professor at Tufts University Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy. He's the author of A Call for Judgment, Sensible Finance for a Dynamic Economy. We'll look for some sensible finance in the next few hours. Amar, thanks so much.
Thank you for inviting me.